I was raised in a non-Christian home. Never went to church when I was a kid, except my mom took me to a United Methodist church when I was in third grade one Sunday, and it was the Sunday they passed out Bibles to third graders. So I took that Bible home, put it on the shelf. It was the only Bible in our home. And then years later, when I was a teenager, when I was in high school, somebody invited me to a youth group, and they were talking about the Bible. This was brand new to me. So I went home, and I knew that Bible was on the shelf somewhere, found it, took it off, and started reading the Bible. And actually, though I heard the gospel sort of in the youth group, it wasn't necessarily the primary focus because most of the kids were already Christians growing up in Christian homes. I was one of the few unbelievers, you know, from the outside. But I certainly picked up enough about God's love in Christ in order to make a difference in my life. But as I was reading the Bible and I got to the Gospels and I saw Jesus, I was just taken by him. And I realized one day, I'll never forget this, that as I was reading, I was believing. In other words, it had started like this was a comic book or Greek mythology or fantasy and science fiction. And I used to read a lot of fantasy and science fiction when I was a junior high or early in high school. That's how it felt to me at first, but then I realized, no, I'm believing this now. I'm believing this because it has the ring of truth. Jesus had the ring of truth to me. Jesus to me made all the difference. I think I've never been attracted to religion, but I was attracted to the person of Christ, who he was, what he said, and what he did on the cross. And I remember getting down on my knees one day, and this would have been in August of 1969, and pouring out my sins, confessing before the Lord, and asking him to be my Savior and Lord of my life. I've never regretted that decision. Looking back at it, I'm just amazed at how God transformed me and the work of grace that he's still doing in my life.